to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
It's been an amazing season, but key players like Niall McGinnish, Taylor and Ryan Jack have now left. But it's what Derek McInnes will do that's really worrying the Red
Army. He's had to wait to get to his man, but Derek McInnes has finally brought Greg Tansey to Aberdeen.
Aberdeen Football Club has a major new shareholder. Dave Cormack has also joined the club's board.
Aberdeen say they've given Sunderland permission to speak to manager Derek McInnes.
Derek McInnes has said no to Sunderland. He's going to remain Aberdeen manager.
Some bad news for Dons fans as winger Johnny Hayes signs for rivals Celtic. The Irishman will join the champions with midfielder Ryan Christie returning to the tawdry on a season-long loan.
Joe Lewis has committed his future to the Dons. The goalkeeper's extended his stay at Aberdeen.
Greg Stewart is now an Aberdeen player after agreeing a season-long loan deal at Pittodrie.
Aberdeen have confirmed the signing of striker Nicky Maynard.
Shay Logan has agreed a new deal with Aberdeen.
Aberdeen have announced the signing of winger Gary Mackay-Steven from Celtic. He's expected to go straight into the squad for tomorrow night's Europa League qualifier against Shiroky Brieg.
This launches a lovely ball down the right-hand side, looking for Ryan Christie. Christie comes inside, has a shot and scores!
Aberdeen need to score in Bosnia next week if they're to get to the third round of the Europa League. They were held to a 1-1 draw by Shiroky Brieg.
5 years after leaving Aberdeen, Cowdrey Arnesen is back for a second spell at the tawdry.
Still Ryan Christie. That's a nice ball. Greg Stewart.
Yeah!
It's all Gary Mackay-Steven. Mackay-Steven with a great chance to make it two.
Yeah!
And victory in the Europa League for Aberdeen. They've beaten Shiroky Brieg 2-0 in Bosnia. Next up for the Dons will be Apollon Limassol of Cyprus.
Mackay-Steven now feeds it back into the area. Christie! Yeah!
Stewart, Shinny. Shinny's going to try. Shot!
Aberdeen have notched up another Europa League win. They got a 2-1 result against Apollon Limassol last night. With
Aberdeen's European adventure is over following a 3-2 aggregate defeat to Apollon Limassol in Cyprus. Next up, it's Sunday's league opener against Hamilton Accies.
It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
A very good evening. Welcome to the first sports preview of the new season. It's new season, new name, as we're reinvented as Red Friday. A new identity, but the same detailed coverage of the Dons over the next 30 minutes. And first of all, to last night's huge disappointment. We'll get the views of Andrew Shiney shortly, but Dave Galloway, it was so disappointing in Larnaca.
Yeah, it was a case of so near, but yet so far. Let's first of all hear from the manager, skipper Graham Shinney, and defender Andy Considine. Speaking to Red TV, Derek says they lost a poor opening goal in the first half.
When we spoke about trying to stop his attacking threat, and then he puts a cross in, and we should deal with it better. That then brings in to the away goal that they got at Pittodrie, and obviously the onus was on us to go and improve and get that next goal. And I thought we were better, at least second half. I thought at least we were a bit more like ourselves in terms of looking after the ball. We passed the ball better. We certainly showed our intent in the second half, and I was really pleased with the second half performance, you know, because at first half time we were saying, oh, we're doing it at a minute, it's just OK, we're not doing enough, we need to bring more. And I thought the players, to their credit, did that second half. But in any game, especially cup competition, it's normally defined by opportunities and chances, and we never took ours. We had chances to get that goal, which would have obviously put us in pole position to get through the tie.
Their first goal on, I think it was 16 minutes, has killed us, because we wanted to keep it as tight as we could for the first 20 minutes and not lose that goal. And I think the way we lost it was disappointing on our half. And then, to be fair, the second goal comes when we're pushing, but I don't think it was anything really as such, because we still had to score a goal anyway, so it didn't really change it. And like I said, we were pushing in the end to try and get the goal. We did have a couple of chances, and I think when you get them over here, you need to take them.
They defended their box very well when we had set pieces, etc. We had a couple of openings second half when we had to go for it, but it just nothing fell our way. Kenny had a great shot, fantastic ball through from Nicky, and the goalie's done well to keep him wide, but we just didn't have anyone else coming in the box for his cutback. Yeah, a couple other chances, but as I say, we kept pepping their goal, but they defended very well.
Andrew Considine, they're ending that report. And Andrew, it was just what might have been. I mean, the journey back on last night, well, just a few hours ago, actually, it was a very quiet aircraft.
It was. I mean, as you say, it's hugely disappointing, more so from the fact that we didn't play well. We can play so much better than we did last night. I thought they did defend very well. They made sure that they put themselves on the line there in their defence. But they didn't create an awful lot other than the two goals that they scored. And as Andy Considine said, the second one came when we were pushing for an equaliser. But you just got the feeling the longer the game went, it just wasn't going to be our night.
Yep, Dave, it's that fourth year in a row, that same stage, third qualifying round, which compared to other clubs in Scotland, take Celtic out of the equation, most other clubs would bite your hand off to get that far. But is the standards been set, the bar's been raised by Derek McInnes, that there's a huge feeling of anticlimax after that one?
Yeah, a bit of disappointment. I really fancied Aberdeen to finish the job. I saw enough in the first leg to let me know that I thought that, you know, Aberdeen were the better side, and, you know, they deservedly won the first leg, and I really thought the Dons were going to go over and do a really good professional job. But like Andrew's touched on, we just didn't do ourselves justice on the night.
Andrew, no excuses. The manager made that perfectly clear, but he did say it was so stop-start. We had the antics with the flares. We had their players just throwing themselves around. There was 6 minutes of stoppage time in the second half. Arguably, there could have been more, but I suppose the bottom line is that other than that Kenny McLean chance that Andy referred to, we just didn't create enough.
No, I think we had the one shot on target in the first half, Ryan Christie's free kick. There was a header late on that the keeper saved comfortably. There was one that a free kick from Greg Tansey that was flicked on by Maynard, we thought was going to fall nicely for Andy Considine at the back post, that just bounced behind him. It was the fine lines that you know, define success and failure in football, unfortunately, fell the wrong way for us.
Absolutely, and obviously, both sides likely to be in trouble with UEFA. Unfortunate scenes in terms of the flares. The referee made it clear to Apollon any more flares on the park, and we're looking at an abandoned game. The trouble from the Aberdeen end, at the very end of the game, of which the club have launched an investigation, there's no doubt UEFA will frown upon that. And it's it was not a very good way to end what was a disappointing night enough.
Yeah, it kind of rubbed salt into the wounds, didn't it? I mean, it was so out of character. You know, Aberdeen fans have got an exemplary record now. We can't really say too much about exactly what had happened, but we've all seen the video footage on social networking. There were some very unsavoury scenes, and, you know, the club quite rightly is asking for the CCTV footage from the stadium. So hopefully we get to the bottom of this quickly, and we can deal with it.
Yeah, and it does look as though there are lots of fans, Andrew, on social media identifying other Aberdeen fans who were causing trouble. That said, stewards, are they there to steward? They're not there to start wading into people.
Yeah, I mean, it was very unfortunate at the end, and when you see some of the footage, the stewards have a huge responsibility for the fact that it went on for, I believe, 12 minutes after the game. But some fans obviously had been out in the sun all day, hadn't probably eaten very much, had imbibed over or too indulgently, and it just leaves a sour taste, and it should have been a great occasion, but what happened on the park wasn't great, what happened off the park was even worse, and as I say, it just puts a dampener on the European adventures of this season.
It's time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons.
A fantastically worked goal for the Dons.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Welcome back to Red Friday, and the Dons got back in the middle of the night last night, but next game coming up very quickly, Dave.
Yes, Dave, no time to dwell on the Europa League defeat, with the league campaign kicking off with this weekend's visit of Hamilton Accies. The manager says they'll get the heads up again.
It's important that we try and re-energise ourselves, get the players ready physically. A lot of them have put a lot into that tonight. They could not have gave any more physically, the players. So we'll try and freshen up in certain areas. But a lot of the boys will need to go back in again. But it's going to take a big effort on Sunday to try and get us off to a winning start. But we want that enthusiasm for the opening day to be what it normally is. And hopefully we can show that in our performance back to a big support.
This game's done now. We need to recover and prepare as well as we can for Sunday, and a massive game for us on Sunday. It's the first game of the season, and we just want to start with a win, and then take it from there. We've got the, the cup after that, and like I said, we just take it game by game.
Sunday's going to be here before you know it, and it's going to be a extremely tough game. We found Hamilton in the past very hard opponents for ourselves, but you know, it's the start of a new league campaign, and everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get a decent crowd on Sunday. Manager said, Dave, that he will freshen things up, and he's bound to do that. I'm sure some of the players that we saw coming on, Scott Wright, Greg Tansey and Nicky Maynard, all did well when they came on last night, and I'm sure are in with a shout at starting.
Yeah, despite the performance itself being disappointing, you can never, ever fault this group of players for lack of effort. They ran themselves into the ground. They're just going to have to get the heads up. They're professionals. It's what they do for a living.
Yeah, and hopefully a good crowd who we saw at the end, the way the Aberdeen fans applauded the players. It didn't work out last night, but they know that 5 years ago they couldn't have dreamt we'd be at this stage.
Absolutely not. So, I mean, yeah, there's a togetherness between the Red Army and the football club that, as you say, I hope is shown by a good attendance on Sunday for the game against Hamilton. There won't be many visiting supporters, we know, but get along there, support the boys. It's going to be a long, hard league campaign once again, but one that I'm very much looking forward to, because despite the high-profile departures, I think what looked like being a very destructive close season has become a very constructive close season for Aberdeen, and they're an exciting team to watch when they're firing in all cylinders, and they'll get that disappointment from last night out their systems quickly, and I think Hamilton could bear the brunt.
Okay, Dave, let's get your team for... Always difficult because, as I say, the manager's admitted he's going to make changes. Adam Rooney looks as though he's going to declare himself fit. And Cowdrey Aronson, he didn't feature at all last night, so... Who is going to take to the field Sunday afternoon?
All right. Joe Lewis in goals. For me, a back four of Shea Logan, Cary Arneson, Mark Reynolds and Andy Considine. Sitting in front, Graham Shinney and Greg Tansey. Then a three of Greg Stewart, Ryan Christie and Gary Mackay-Stephen, with Adam Rooney leading the line.
Andrew?
I haven't actually written my side down because it's so difficult to try and second guess what the manager will do, but I do think that Greg Tansey will feature. I think Scott Wright could come in for either Greg Stewart or Gary Mackay-Stephen, and if we've got Adam Rooney back up top, it gives you that potent goal threat as we chase competitive goal number 8,000.
Indeed,
and
we're
I'm
one
sure
away.
Rooney will want to score it.
I'm sure he will. We'll get your predictions after we hear from the Accies manager, Martin Canning.
They will have played four competitive games at a good level before we play them on Sunday, so I fully expect that they'll be up to speed and they'll be ready to go. And it's going to be a difficult task. Obviously, last season we went to the Ibrox on opening day of the season. This season we're away to Pittodrie, and it just feels that they've all drew a nice home game to start the season, other than getting sent away to probably the most difficult places you can go. But for us, you've got to go to all these places throughout the course of the year, and we've got to make sure we do the same as we did last season. We started strongly at Ibrox, we had a good performance, and we continued that on for probably maybe 6 weeks after that. We performed really, really well, and we put ourselves in winning positions so many times and didn't see the games out and win as many as we should have in that period. But it's something we need to do this season again. We need to get off to a good start.
Right, we've got our own predictor league, and each week we're going to pit ourselves against a fan. We'll hear from Gordon Duncan, who's the first guinea pig up with his predictions after we've got all of ours for the top flight games. So Aberdeen against Hearts, Hamilton even. Dave?
I'm going for 3-0 Aberdeen.
I've gone 2-0.
Okay, and I've gone 3-0 as well. So nothing to do with the predictor, but who's going to be the first goal scorer?
I've told you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that. The script is written for Adam Rooney to get it.
Okay, looking away to the, of course, the league gets underway lunchtime tomorrow. Celtic, who congratulations to them for getting through against Rosenborg, against managerless Hearts, Andrew, and it was only a matter of time. We didn't probably think it was going to be quite so soon.
No, I thought given that he was able to start the season, Ian Cathro would be given a little bit of leeway, but I think the Hearts hierarchy panicked panicked a wee bit, thinking that their fans wouldn't back them. So they're in crisis. They're up against a Celtic side who will rest players, I'm quite sure, after the Rosenborg game in midweek, but they've got such a huge squad, they'll be too strong for them, and I think they'll win 3-0.
Okay, I've gone for Celtic 4, Hearts 1. And do you not think, Dave, that having appointed a brave appointment or daft appointment, call it what you will, they, having done that, they surely had to give them time, come what may?
I think they should have given them maybe the first three or four games of the season just to see if there was any sign of recovery. There would come a time where they would have to say, right, we need to make a decision now. But I agree, they maybe rushed it a wee bit. As for my prediction, I'm going to go for Celtic 4, Hearts 0.
Okay, and staying with you for Dundee Ross County.
Well, speaking to Dundee boss Neil McCann this week, he really can't wait for the season to start. He insists the Dark Blues should be setting their sights an awful lot higher than merely just making the top six. I think they will get off to a winning start. I'll go for 2-1 Dundee.
Well, that's exactly what I said, so there's no way that's going to happen, Andrew.
Well, I've gone 2-1 as well, but I've gone for Ross County, not for Dundee, because I think County will do quite well this season. I don't see them being top six, but I think Dundee are going to struggle. In fact, I'm predicting they'll be 11th in the league this season.
Okay, and stay with you, Andrew. Hibs against Partick Thistle.
Well, I think Hibs will be a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
You know, Partick's not the easiest game for them to start off against. I think it'll be an open attacking game from both sides, but I think home advantage will sway it in Hibs' favour, and they will win it 2-1.
Okay, I've gone for one apiece, Dave.
2-0 Hibs for me.
Dave, Kilmarnock against St Johnston.
Well, good piece of business by Saints manager Tommy Wright, bringing Michael O'Halloran back in on loan. If he can get the best out of the winger, he'll make an impact over the next few months. Killy, they've also added experience to their squad, Chris Burke and Gordon Greer coming aboard. I think this will be a close one on the not very nice synthetic pitch. I'll go for a 1-1 draw.
I've gone for 1-1 too.
So have I.
Oh, that's definitely not going
no
to happen.
4-0 Kilmarnock.
Yes, indeed. And then Sunday afternoon, 1:30, it's Motherwell against Pedro and Rangers.
Well, it's a huge game for both sides, probably more for Pedro's Rangers. I'm not convinced that they're going to gel very quickly, if at all. And Fir Park is a difficult place to go to, as we've found our cost in many occasions. I quite fancy Motherwell to sneak this one 2-1.
I've gone 1-1.
I've got 2-1, but an exact reverse of what Andrew said. I think Rangers might just squeeze home 2-1.
Okay, you can, again, on northsound1.com, you can take part in the predictor and get all the details. Let's hear from Gordon Duncan, and he's going to run down his predictions.
I think after the European disappointment, I think they'll bounce back, and I would think I will go for a 2-0 win for us on that one, I think.
Yeah, you think we'll manage to lift the heads up okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there'll be a bit of tiredness, but I'm sure he'll freshen up certain areas, and I think we'll get off to a winning start.
Okay, Celtic against Hearts.
3-0 Celtic.
Dundee Ross County.
1-1.
Hibs Partick.
2-1 Hibs.
Killy St Johnston.
1-1.
And Motherwell Rangers.
2-1 Rangers.
Okay, Peter Head, they open their account with a nice trip away to Annan. I'm sure they're delighted with that for the first game of the season. Here's boss Jim McAnally.
It's a fixture that's never been too good to us over the years, skimmed into Annan. We go in this time knowing that we're playing a team that's completely changed, the same as their own team to a certain extent. They've got a new manager in, the personnel's changed drastically since we last played them. And we know that we will need to be at it to get something out of the game. You know, we get into it without Rory, who's suspended, and Simon Ferry won't play in the pitch in there because he's in such good nick now that I'm not going to take any chances with him on that surface because it doesn't help his back too much. So, you know, we'll get into it short of a couple of key players, but I feel as though that, you know, with the players we've brought in, we can overcome that this season, and hopefully Saturday can prove that.
And Highland League, Andrew.
Well, there's been two fixtures so far, or two rounds of fixtures, and the Cove Rangers lead the way, 13 goals in these opening two games for them. They are at home to Fort William, looking to add to that impressive goal tally. Elsewhere, Brora play Strathspey Thistle. It's Bucky Thistle against Nairn County. Turriff United travel to Clach. Devon Vale face Wick Academy. For Martin are at Forest. Keith Entertain Fraserburgh. Lossiemouth are at home to Huntley, and it's Inverurie Locos travelling to Rothes, who have a 100% record as well.
OK, there's in the juniors lots of Gruel League Cup action, but in the leagues, McBookie.com Super League, Inverness City are at home to Hermes, Stonehaven Entertain Hall, Russell United, First Division East, Sunnybank against East End at Heathery Fold, and in the First Division West, it's Bucky Rovers against Isle of Ale. And going back to the Dons game on Sunday, if you want full commentary over on Red TV, Andrew and myself will be there. Join us if you can, and we'll be back next Friday with another edition of Red Friday. Of course, we're up at Ross County next Saturday. In between, we've got the game down at Hamilton on Wednesday night. And boys, just we've lost 1-0 down there twice last season, so a quick prediction on that. Doesn't count in the predictor.
I'll happily settle for any sort of victory. I'll go for 2-0 Aberdeen.
I think the Dons will win well down there. I think they could go one better than what they're going to do on Sunday, 3-0.
That'll do us. Have a great sporting weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.